I have a question for the group, and I will just put it out there. We have about 10 minutes left here. So relevant to the work that you're doing today, what one need can biotechnology education in Wisconsin address for the future?
I'll give it a shot to start with. I think to accomplish that goal, from my perspective, I would think that the some of the faculty and research students need to be engaged with contemporary industrial problems for the state of Wisconsin in particular. I think that would be a huge driving force for that for the program to showcase its curriculum and skills in a really practical solution for the state of Wisconsin. And I think that has to start with the graduate students. I think such engagement will generate not only new types of academic research, but improvements in curricula. And I think using this as a platform to get that curricula elsewhere, I think, is paramount to that success.
Thanks, Mike. Who else has a view?
I think it would be, again, going back to entrepreneurship, entrepreneurs, I think it's like providing that help and training. And because, again, it's like we have, it's an engine of, like, in terms of as a research institute here, at least in Madison, I would say, and helping whoever is, like, inventors, graduate students. And I think it's, like, putting more of the focus. So Scott touched base on that. I think it's, like, you need to attract the outside, like, on the East Coast, West Coast. I don't think they struggle as much as we do here in terms of funding and starting companies. And I think the lack of funding, I would say, that's an issue in Wisconsin. And I think you have to make it more attractive for the outside to come here. And I think that has to do, I think it's probably the university, the state, and making it more attractive to these investors and make it more lucrative for them to come here, I think. And there's different things, I think, they could, in terms of, you know, like the university itself, Wharf, and I think, Madison is on the map, I would say, but not as, you know, you would say, we're not going to be, you know, Boston or San Francisco. And so you have to be realistic about that. So, but I think it's like there are a lot of opportunities, and they are unexplored, I would say, in Madison. And that, at least from my experience. And basically, it's like, again, going back to the researchers here and inventors, and I think they need that help.
We need to set our goals high, and certainly education can play a role in it. And I think you've identified some areas where we can get better. Teaching, it sounds like there's a need to teach students how to write a business plan with mentoring. It sounds like that's a clear need and a clear opportunity. And maybe there are some companies that can pitch in, or the business school. It's certainly a takeaway of mine today. Scott?
Yeah, I would echo that and also what Michael said. And it's not just entrepreneurial stuff. I think, although I, obviously love entrepreneurship, and it is extremely important, that isn't the only thing that's important here. It's really understanding the connection between new science and technology and how that gets commercialized and all the other legal, regulatory, all of the other things that go into actually having that impact the world. I mean, this is really going back to the original Wisconsin idea. You know, what can we do as a university to impact the lives of the people across the state? When I went to school in the 1970s, I'm dating myself here, that was really an early time of this wave of interdisciplinary science. In fact, my master's degree is actually in interdisciplinary science. It was across several departments. And so that was a breakdown of the original kind of very rigid academic disciplines, and that has been a very fruitful thing for, you know, probably 50 years now in academia research, to be able to have different disciplines talk to each other. I think what maybe necessary at this point is a breakdown of the academic commercial divide. And really understand that these are not in conflict, and that you can maintain academic independence, but it's not evil to go out and want to actually create something that helps people. And that an important measure of that, just like your scientific instrument, your statistics, et cetera, is the commercial success of it. If people don't want to pay for it, it's probably not all that useful. And so, being able to do that starting as undergraduates, and not just to go out and start a company, which is a really, really difficult, challenging thing to do, but even working in a large company to have an understanding of those relationships is critical.
Thank you.
I want to chime in here. I want to maybe challenge you just a little bit, because I think as somebody who also teaches patent law, something can be an enormous contribution to knowledge and yet not in a state where people want to pay for it. And the fact that people want to pay for something doesn't mean it's particularly good or useful or a big advance in knowledge. Mm-hmm. And so I guess part of what I'm thinking about is that there are a lot of academic scientists who are really good at doing what they do, which is pushing forward the frontiers of knowledge. And I don't know that, I mean, as you put it, those are not the people who are necessarily the best people to go out and be doing networking. And would that be for society the best, to have those people whose love is in the lab to be out networking? So part of what I think this is about is figuring out how to set up the right teams to do things like start a business, but also, is a startup always the best way to get the most social benefit out of an academic advance in knowledge? And one of the things that strikes me is I love the kind of entrepreneurial spirit, and I love the energy, and I did all my schooling in the Bay Area, so I was really steeped in that energy. But I think perhaps we ought to, as an institution, be thinking more about when is it appropriate to transfer to a large company, right? Rather than thinking that every Absolutely. Invention that comes out of here has to be, the basis of a startup company, especially in the diagnostics and the medical device area. There are, most of those things are going to be class two. They're not going to have to go through super arduous regulatory review, but some of them might have to go through a more arduous approval process, and particularly in that case, it's almost never going to be a startup that can do that, right?
Right.
It's going to be a much larger company with an infrastructure that allows that to happen. And so I think we ought to be thinking a little more broadly about sort of the translation of our science.
It's interesting in the world of diagnostics, the typical new diagnostic product costs between $30 and $200 million.